There's been a steep rise recently in the number of families arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border to seek asylum. And when they do, it's hard to predict what happens next. Some are released in the U.S. to wait for a court hearing. Others are told to wait in Mexico. Then there are families who are kept in jail-like facilities as their immigration cases are determined. Activists have raised questions about the conditions migrants face in detention. Reporter Julie Small takes us to rural Texas, to the town of Dilley, home to the largest detention facility for immigrant families in the country.
The official name of the place is the South Texas Family Detention Center. A lot of people just call it Dilley for the town nearby. The facility is surrounded by plains and brush, and it can hold up to 2,400 mothers and their children. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, refused my request for a tour of the detention center. So Katie Merza, an advocate with the Dilley Pro Bono Project who's helping families there, drove me to see it from the outside.
Driving over the cattle guard.
Merza says there's not much for lawyers and volunteers like her to do around here at night.
There's two bars. There's a statue of a watermelon because Dilley used to be known for watermelon. And there's some taco stands. That's pretty much it.
Then her car startles a creature that bounds off into the brush.
It could be a deer. Yeah, there's deer out here. There's coyotes. There's armadillos.
From a distance, you can see large tents for processing the families. There are also big light posts. Merza says at night, the detention center's floodlights are so bright, there's a glow a mile away. CoreCivic, the private prison company that runs Dilley, has warned Merza not to do interviews anywhere near. So we drive down the highway and park. Merza says volunteers have to go through a rigorous security check each time they enter detention. To speed things up, they use plastic see-through backpacks.
There's a lot of things you can't bring in. You can't bring in makeup, hand sanitizer, anything that ICE considers contraband.
Once inside, attorneys can only access meeting rooms or a type of courtroom where families present their cases to a judge via satellite TV. Merza says that one of the challenges when helping families is the children with them. They're often too sick to go to daycare or too traumatized to be separated from their moms. So the moms bring the kids along to legal consultations.
We've had kids, you know, throwing up in the meeting with the mom, and moms are deciding between going and waiting for hours at the clinic or meeting with their lawyer when they have...
Part of Merza's day is spent filing email complaints to ICE on behalf of clients she says aren't receiving the care they need. Like mothers with pregnancy complications or children losing weight quickly. In an email response, ICE stated that the allegations were being made by, quote, non-clinicians with very limited access and knowledge to the full range of services and care provided, end quote. ICE also added that migrants at Dilley who require a higher level of care are referred to the local hospital network. But not everyone agrees the care is adequate for detained families. Dr. Scott Allen was contracted by Homeland Security to investigate the quality of medical care in family detention.
The government had great difficulty in keeping children safe and meeting their own standards. Our concern is that if you rapidly expand that, the logistical challenges are multiplied and the number of children placed at risk is also increased.
Allen says it's not the fault of dedicated staff. It's problems with recruiting and retaining qualified pediatricians and mental health care providers. It's the remote locations that make it difficult to access emergency care.
That has been continuous across facilities and continued until our last investigation.
Now Dr. Allen is blowing the whistle and publicly saying that any expansion of family detention would increase the risks to detained children. The Trump administration's also trying to dismantle a long-standing agreement that sets standards for keeping migrant children in custody.
You can detain children, but if you detain children, you've got to meet certain requirements.
Bill Hing is a professor at the University of San Francisco who helps monitor facilities holding kids. He says a place like Dilley can only be used temporarily for holding children with their parents. Hing says the Trump administration is trying to get around that by arguing that the standards should only apply to children who arrive to the U.S. without a parent. Hing says that's missing the point.
You know, even if you got your mom with you, you're still a child.
Hing says the family detention center in Dilley does have classrooms, a library, and places to exercise. But when he visited, he saw something else.
20, 30 women sitting there with their kids, and some infants and some 5 or 6 years old. Most of them, this is where it's sad, lethargic, not with any energy or the nose is running, coughing and that kind of thing. And that's when you do say to yourself, really, in the United States, we have this?
Right now, immigration officials are detaining about 600 parents and kids together. There's room for more. In Dili, Katie Mirza says no families have to be locked up.
ICE can choose whether or not to detain someone, and that's why we are advocating for the end to family detention. It's not something that's required.
But with thousands of families coming to the border every week, more could end up in detention. The government recently announced it will spend $40 million to build 2 tent cities for migrant families in Texas. For The World, Julie Small, Dili, Texas.
Julie's story was reported in collaboration with KQED.